Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Kura komio.
Kura komio. Welcome to the shit show.
Happy Tasty Tuesday. Surprise. Two surprises in Chris.
So we were busy working last week, so we're going to bring you two episodes this week, Tuesday and Friday.
Tootsie Tuesdays in Chris.
You're smelling shit.
I've been chain smoking that e-cigarette all week long. I'm contacting you from the past. Oh, no. You're contacting me from the future.
Yeah, I'm from the future. Joey decided to stay in LA, so he's leaving today.
No, I'm leaving today at 7 a.m. on a jet plane.
Good for you. So where do we begin with the show? I mean, a lot going on.
So yeah, apologies for missing last Friday, but we were
swamped
with things to do. But we're here today, and we're gonna recap our LA trip. There's some drama in Hollywood. Nicole's addicted to poppers, and I've gained pounds.
You literally Joey's obese.
Did you see me on the webcam last night?
No, what webcam?
Joey took a picture of me in my bathing suit by the pool.
Yeah, you looked wonderful.
I was bending over. So first I want to say I have never been more proud of my best friend, Nicole. She absolutely killed it on her new show, and you are going to die when you see it. It's so fucking good.
You are going to die. So we went to L.A., when did we leave? Sunday, last Sunday. And then we were there all week. So that's why we missed the show last week. But we were filming three episodes a day. Joey was killing it in glam. I killed it on the screen. And I don't know when it's happening, you guys, but I think I want to say like November. But it's gonna come on at the end of the year. And we made three best friends.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, their co-hosts were so much fun. The show is so funny. So if you haven't watched Ridiculousness, it's on MTV. Just watch it. But basically, it's like a bunch of friends hanging out watching crazy videos online and
videos. Where are you from?
And reacting to them. But the video is like, I think that the difference between Ridiculousness and with Messiness is that Ridiculousness is like geared more toward like guys, I think, like, you know, straight guys. This is definitely for girls and gays and everyone. It's really for everyone, but it definitely has a soft spot for the girls and the gays, which yes. I love. And there's drinking involved, and it's about we're all messy, and it just really kind of, if you're a fan of Nicole and I, you're gonna love this show because you're all hot messes. And
yeah, you're gonna like what you see. So basically all the videos are of like people drunk and like ruining their lives and breakups and just hot mess situations. And it's called Messiness. And Tori Spelling is my co-host, and Adam Rippon, and then Teddy Ray, who everyone is just so amazing. We got so close with everyone. And I just feel like they were just in their element and they felt normal. There's no judgment on the show. And it was just so much fun. We ended up going to the Abbey with them the last night and just celebrating. And it was just like the best time ever. Like everything was just so fun and just like positive vibes.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just such a fun show. The videos are something I've never even seen before, but it's like, it's really, really hysterical videos. I was actually on the other day, I was, on Santa Monica, and there was this girl, there's a huge bus. It was like a full-size party bus. And I guess the girl like got on, there's a drunk girl, and she got onto the, out of the roof, like somehow of this huge bus. And she was sitting on top of the bus and her pants were falling off and they were ripped. And she was just riding on top of the bus. Like she climbed out without the driver knowing. I took a video of it so we can submit it for the next season.
Yes. Hot Mess Express.
What else did we do? Oh, we stayed at our very own home. Do you know how much that house was? I sent it to you.
How much?
$7.7 million.
Oh, no, ma'am. No. It was beautiful. If you guys saw our stories, we stayed like on a mountain in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful. We rented a nice convertible. So we were driving around. It just felt like we lived there. We lived there for a week.
Yeah, we went grocery shopping. We did like all like local things. And we drove to work every day. Slightly.
It was nice. Joey almost killed us, you guys.
One time, it was I was not used to the German engineering. Those fancy cars have all these different buttons, and
we literally almost flipped. Imagine we died.
Oh my god, the top was down too.
Yeah, we would have flew out. Our heads would have came off.
Popped off like a cherry.
Sick.
Cherry stem. But yeah, I already missed the crew at the
Yeah, I missed everyone. Everyone was just so cool and it was so quick because, you know, nobody wants to like stay in a studio all day. So
yes,
the hours they wanted to just film the episodes and like get out. So the fact that they were like quick and I'm quick like that, I was like, thank God. So we weren't like in a studio all day. We some days we ended at like 3, other days was like 5, but we would get out and then we would have time to like relax and then go to dinner. It was just such a nice setup. But I have to say, when I got home, I don't know if it was from jet lag or just like from having drinks every night, but I slept for 3 days.
Did you?
I did. I was so tired.
I'm still waking up at 6 a.m. every day.
You're insane.
I woke up at 6 a.m. today and I got so much done already.
Well, if you guys don't know, Joey is staying at Vinny's house and he threw a party last night.
I did. That was just 2 people. But Vinny was nice enough because I was gonna do some. I had two scams set up already because I knew I wanted to stay a couple days. Because Nicole and I's schedules, unfortunately, are really tight because, you know, she has her kids she has to get back to, so she can't spend extra time, unfortunately, on these trips. We have to leave right away.
Unfortunately again.
And due to unfortunate events. Wait, it's not imperative, but I said imperative 30 times that day.
Oh my God. Joey kept saying imperative to the owner because the TVs weren't working at the house. And he was like, it's not imperative to get the TV on now. I'm like, what are you saying?
I know. I had all these library words.
Fucking weirdo.
I was going to do these two influencer scams. Nicole had to leave. So I wanted to stay a couple days extra just to,
and enjoy myself, treat myself.
I wanted to, there's a bunch of restaurants I've been wanting to check out and all different foodie things. So I've been going bopping around town. So I was supposed to stay at these two different, hotels I had scammed out for influencer scams. So I was going to go there to this one hotel and for 2 nights for free and like, you know, just take pictures and be like, oh girl, I love this hotel. And then I was going to do a second one to stay for the night. So cause it'd be 4 nights. So they had 2 lined up and then I text Vinny. I said, oh my God, I'm going to be in LA by myself for 4 days. Are you in town? I would love to get dinner or hang out or something. He goes, oh, that's funny. Where are you staying? And I was like, oh, at these hotels. He's like, why are you staying there? Why don't you just stay at my house? And I thought he was kidding. He was not kidding. He was serious. And I've been here for 4 days. And
yeah. So Joey is crashing at Vinny's house.
Can I tell you what cycle he is? First of all, he is very.
Wait, is he watching you on the cameras? Because he has cameras.
24/7, Nicole. It's horrible.
How do you know, though?
Because he calls me every time and he yells at me through the speaker.
What's he say?
Oh my God. So I get here and he's like.
You might as well just stay in a hotel.
I know. No, but it's the funniest thing, Nicole, because I said. When I got here, he goes, okay, and then just set yourself up in the guest room. I was like, oh, the guest room. Okay. I was planning on staying in the big room. But I totally make sense since he doesn't want, like, you know, a stranger sleeping in his bed. So I went in the guest room and then I was not. So he's like basically saying, like, don't go in his room. But I went in there because I wanted to take. I was FaceTiming Poppy. So I went in his room and opened the curtains so he can see the view from the bedroom. And I like showed him when I walked Poppy around the house. And he texted me. He goes, what are you doing opening my curtains in my room? And I was like, oh my
God. Oh my God. So he watched you the entire time.
So there's cameras in every room in the backyard and on the property except for my bedroom and the bathroom.
What a freak.
But every time I leave my room, I'm acting like I'm on camera. I put like a little fake smile on and try to look put together when I walk out. Like, here we go. And I try to like.
Oh my God, it's like you're filming a reality show.
And then when I'm eating, I'm like making sure I'm really polite. Like dabbing napkins on my side of my face. Like, like so it doesn't seem like eating like a fat.
Ew.
And like I just like, you know, I just have to like, even if I'm like sloppy drunk, I just like, you know, try to walk in and act very like, very professional and drunk and
like,
very,
like put together like you're not drunk.
Yeah, so I don't have to look like I'm a mess. So it's just every time I leave the room, I have to like worry about him like video recording me. Well, I'm so grateful. It doesn't matter, but it's like he's just very he's very particular about everything here. It's stunning. It's like a museum in this place. It's beautiful. So
it's literally a mansion.
Yeah, Joyer came over. Joyer and my friend Jay came over yesterday, and we had a little pool party. And Joyer went in his room and got in trouble. He started yelling.
Stop! He yelled.
Yes, through the loudspeaker.
What did he say?
He was like, quick, get out of there. I told you not to go in there. And I guess she was snooping around or something. I don't know what she was getting in there. She was like, I was trying to clean something off your nightstand. But yeah.
Oh my God.
I think that Sally Ann Salsano has owns all the rights to the footage from this home.
Totally.
But yeah, it's been lovely. I mean, I've just been living in the mountain. There's a beautiful view. There's a little pool.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So I feel like overall our trip was amazing. And hopefully we'll get another season, you guys. So make sure when the show comes out, you watch, because we want to do like 10 seasons of this because Ridiculousness has like a million seasons. Yeah. And that's our inspiration. So We'll see.
I can't imagine it not doing well. I know it's going to. And if it doesn't,
oh, it's so much fun.
You won't have a sense of humor.
It's happening. It's happening.
I went out to dinner with someone who was recently in the news.
Who?
It's so random. So random. But I was actually out with Armie Hammer's ex-wife at a dinner party. Ex-girlfriend, sorry. And she's the one who leaked all the things about, you know, wanting to eat her, remove her rib and eat it and all that stuff.
Did you say something?
Yes, of course. She told me everything. He is a sick fuck.
Shut up.
Yes, she told me everything. He talked about cannibalism like goofy whatever, but he was always like, there was always something off about him, she said, and that he's like, he was kind of like disgusting, he smelled and he never showered, and he used to wear like paint chipped nail polish, she said. But yeah, she goes, he was into some weird shit, and so she wasn't surprised by the allegations against him, and she doesn't think he actually ever would really eat someone, but he just likes to, he would probably, I don't know.
Ew. Wait, so how were you with her?
Because our friend that we were at the pool with last time, I can't name names, but our friend from work, it's her best friend.
Wait, what?
Our friend from work, it's her best friend. Someone from our LA team, a girl that we were hanging out by the pool party.
Got it. Okay. Anyway,
so she's the best friend of the girl. Her name's Courtney. I don't know her last name. But she's stunning and so gorgeous, and I'm so happy that she got out of that relationship with him because he seemed like a real hot mess. But yeah.
How crazy. You're getting the tea.
Yes, bitch. I got all the tea there. And then I was at lunch yesterday, and Niecy Nash was at lunch with me. You know Niecy Nash?
No, who's that?
You know 911. She's hysterical, and she was on Claws.
Oh, my God, yes. Love her.
And she just recently came out as lesbian, and she married a girl. And I saw her.
Yes. Did you say hi to her?
Yeah. I mean, I waved from the thing. I didn't want to bother her at the table, but I did wave. And then I saw Ben Affleck and J-Lo in Malibu having dinner.
No, kids. You didn't. You're annoying.
Ever someone else saw them, so I'm just acting like I saw them.
Oh, my God. I would die.
Paula Marie Abdul was at the bar with us, but we didn't talk to her.
I got a picture with her.
You did?
Yeah, I went over there because Adam was like, come on, come say hi. And I'm like, okay. So we all went, Teddy, Tori, and me. We went over there and we got a picture.
Was she nice
to post it?
Was she nice to you? I was too busy chain smoking inside and drinking.
Yeah, she was really nice. She was like, oh my God, Sookie. And she came and hugged me, like gave me like a big mama hug. And she's stunning. How old is she? Because she was wearing like the sequin. It looked like a Dancing with the Stars outfit, but her legs look phenomenal. Her face was like beautiful. How old is she? Because she literally looked like she was 25.
Well, Abdul is not 25. She's in fact, she's born in 1962.
How do you know? Are you a thesaurus?
Yeah. She's born June 19th, 1962. I don't know. How much does that cost? I mean, how much does that mean?
Oh my God. Just Google how old is Paula Abdul.
I Googled.
How old is Paula Abdul? Let me check my files here. Paula Abdul is 58 years old. So she literally looked like she was 12. So shout out to Paula Abdul for number one being super nice. But also shout out to you being the hottest bitch I've ever seen.
Did you ask her if you can be a judge on one of those competition shows that she's always doing?
No. I don't even think she does those anymore.
Oh. Yeah, she's I at least love her songs. My sister went on her first dance recital. She danced to one of Paula Abdul's songs. It was Two Steps Forward and Two Steps Back. And I know all the dance moves still.
Get it, girl.
But yeah, to Paula Abdul, what's her face? I'd like to talk about Troye Spelman really quick, one of our new friends. Such a side of her. Like, we know Troye Spelman before, and like, we have in recent news, the most dramatic, wild thing that's happening when she fell on the Benihana grill. We saw the scars, and it's not, we don't want to make fun of it, but it can't help.
Did you see the scars? Did I?
No. Didn't she show them on the show?
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. But so she is everything you never knew she wanted. She like completely took a 180 on me. She's so funny. She's hysterical. She's so quick-witted, and like, she's great, great comedic timing. But her stories are the best stories I've ever heard in my life.
You guys are going to die. She told so many stories, like crazy. Like not even just like, oh, that's cool. Stories like, what the fuck is happening? Stories.
Yeah, like random
things. You're going to love it.
Like living in Beverly Hills, like, you know, she talks about like almost killing a celebrity with her car, you know, when she was in driving school. And then she talks about her trips abroad and all these wild stories from her time in Amsterdam and Germany and stuff. And it's just, she has the best, she's seen some shit. She's been, you know, a rich, famous celebrity since she was born. Her father was Aaron Spelling, who was the biggest TV mogul in the world, like every show he developed. And
mogul.
She's been around this in the Hollywood lifestyle for years, many moons. So she's got crazy, crazy stories, and she does not hold back. She's zero filter, and she's so hot in person. She has the funkiest, craziest style, and she's just so fun. Why don't you go be with her?
She's iconic.
Yeah, iconic. That's the word.
Yes. So we're very blessed to be on a show with Tori and Adam and Teddy. We love all of them. Everyone was just so sweet and nice, and everyone got along. Because usually sometimes we're like, when you do a hosting show with other people, like, you don't really get along with someone's personality, and it's like, ugh, you know. But I feel like with this show, like, there was none of that. We all like genuinely loved being around each other and shooting the show together. And I was so sad to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, it was hard. It was bittersweet. Because you were losing it by day five. She was, and she would have cry breaks. She would like leave the room, be like, I'll be right back, and come back. Cause she like would sit, like have a hysterical crying moment because she missed her kids in the bathroom, and then come back out like, I'm fine.
Yeah. I was ready to go by day five. I was like,
ran out of the house. Like, she's like, she took at 6 a.m. She was like bolting out, running for the,
I literally ran to the airport. I'm like, bye girl.
I know. But yeah, did Sissy cry when you got home, or she was like, hi?
No, Sissy ran to me and she hugged me. She goes, mommy. And then Lorenzo came, give me a hug. And then Angelo, he was like dancing, watching a movie. And I just sat near him until he looked at me. And then he looked at me and literally just didn't care and went back to dancing. Stop. I'm like, excuse me, sir, you haven't seen me in 5 days. And he just didn't care. He didn't care.
Some fun things we can bring up. So I know we're going to be all over the place today. What is going on with your gay pride store thing? Is that still happening, or did it happen already?
Oh, no, it already happened. So shout out to everyone that came to Madison and Beacon to support our fundraising event for gay pride. We ended up donating to Edge, New Jersey, and then Duchess Pride. And I think it's in Poughkeepsie, New York. So shout out to you guys for shopping, because I'm donating 50% of what we made last weekend to these two organizations. So you guys are amazing. Happy Pride. Get it, girls.
Do you have any Snooki Shop rainbow shirts left that I can have, one size?
Yeah, but it's like a girl's fit. It's not unisex.
Never mind. So that's all over that. I had, today's my last night in Los Angeles. And I treated myself today to In-N-Out Burgers. If you have not had In-N-Out Burgers, it is like, you have
so bomb.
Delicious in my life. There's nothing like it in the world. Like, I guess Shake Shack's the closest thing to it, but it's still not even the same. It's just something in its own entity. And it's so iconic, LA. And it's just like, Nicole and I go every time. But I do want to be disclosed. I did mislead everyone, on my post yesterday. I posted the picture of the burger that I got with the lettuce wrap.
But yeah.
There was two real burgers in the other bag next to me. So everyone's trying to think I'm being fit while I'm in LA. I had three of those burgers today, and one happened to have a lettuce wrap. But
I love the lettuce wrap more. I feel like it's more yummy.
I do too, because the bun isn't that – it doesn't need the bun to be delicious.
No.
It's so messy. That's the only thing. It was like dripping the sauce all over my rental car, and I thought I was going to get a charge.
Wait, so where'd you buy weed from?
Oh, I went to MedMen.
What's that?
MedMen. So they have stores all over LA. Not MedMen stores, but they have weed dispensaries all over LA. Remember we pulled into...
Oh, because it's legal.
It's legal here. So I have to stick it in my asshole tonight. I have to put it into a condom and shove it up my hole before I get on the airline. No, I'm just bringing it. And if they take it, they take it. It's like, I don't think they will though, because it's not like I'm not like having like powdered weed. It's like, not powder, you know, it's not leaves. It's like...
Powdered?
No, it looks like I bought like lip glosses and little trinkets. They're all like decorated in like little bags and stuff.
Well, you got your weed gummies on the plane when you got there.
Yeah, remember? I was on the way to the plane. I must have like, because I had my laptop. I had like five different things, all different weed gummies and things in my bag. And I totally didn't think about it. But then they pulled my bags and they had to look through. I thought they were going to take them, but it was just because my
Joey got nervous, like he was going to get arrested.
Because my computer was in the same bag as my other thing. That's where they did that. But let me get my MedMen. Oh my God, where is it? Here. I'm going to read what I got. Yeah, but I'm just going to mix it up. If I have to have a tip for you for taking your edibles and weed on the plane, you just move them around in other bags so it's not like all like one big thing. Like put a couple in your carry-on, a couple in your checked luggage, and put it inside of other
things. I would put them in like a tampon thing.
Like your makeup bag. Or, you know,
yeah.
Sitting out like that. Or you take the gummies and you put them, get like Sour Patch Kids, and just put and replace the gummies into the bag of Sour Patch Kids. And they're not going to, you know, they'll just think they're Sour Patch Kids. I got this thing called Fuzzies Shorties Sativa Premium Pre-Rolled Live Resin Infused Weed. They're little joints. Like, I guess I smoke them like a cigarette, but they're like tiny joints and they have like, they're dipped
in.
So he says these are really strong. So I got these little things. And then I wanted to get the uppers. I want the ones that are going to make me feel like wild, like that I can like go out and not fall asleep. So I got these gummies from a company called Wild, WYLD. And these, he says, are the cream of the crop. So they're packaged beautifully. They look like little jewel boxes. So I got the one that makes you wild, and then I got the one that makes you tired and goes to bed. And then I got a new little twisty thing. Remember that pen? That pen I have. I got a new like little wax resin thing to put in my pen.
Maybe. Oh, so you treated yourself?
Yeah, I decided to treat myself.
Ew.
Sorry, I'm trying to get the weed out. And this pen is by Jetty Extracts. This is a hybrid. It's THC and CBDs.
It's happening.
I have to work tomorrow.
I know. I'm so upset. I'm not going to be there. Are you going? Do you want to stay at my house?
No, I'm going. Kara's going to do me, and then we're going to go together.
I have to go. Is she really doing makeup?
I'm waiting for the call time, and I'm going to have her like touch me up.
She can just do it at her house. She doesn't have to go through the city.
Stop being jealous. You're in California.
Oh my God. Should I fly home? I'm taking the red eye. Screw this. I have all your makeup. What is she going to use?
I don't know.
Oh, Nicole, I was, okay, so my bag was 100 pounds on the way here, and now it's 170 pounds because Nicole forgot every piece of her clothing in the washer machine at our house. Now I have to lug it across state borders.
It shouldn't be that heavy.
I know, I've been wearing all your outfits.
There's only a couple outfits.
I know, I've been putting your Mickey Mouse pajamas on my pillow like a pillowcase because it makes you feel like you're here.
Yeah, it's literally my favorite jammies. And like Joey said before, I rushed out of the house. I totally forgot about my laundry. Literally my favorite Disney and Mickey Mouse pajamas that are so cozy.
I tried to make Joya wear your bra yesterday, but she didn't even want to try it because it was too big for her, she said.
Yeah, my boobs are huge.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get home. I haven't been to my house since I left, but the good thing about my house is like, you know, here's a tip for when you travel. Like, I'm so excited to go home because my house was, I had guests staying at my house while I was gone. But I had Leah had the cleaning staff from her rich boss's house come to my house. And they spent like 6 hours in my house making it like showroom ready. My house.
Oh my God, it's going to look so pretty.
Out of a magazine. So, but you know, the most stressful thing, if I had to go home from like it being a nice trip, relaxing trip in LA to a dirty house that's cluttered, it's just like, it'll be so stressful. It'll be so stressful. I'm so excited that my house is like immaculate and I could get to go home to a fresh, clean, beautiful house and I just have to unpack and get on with my life. Because, you know, I would take years to get back into my groove after I got home. So I'm excited that that's done.
Well, you guys, so Joey decided when he travels and he goes away that he's going to rent his house on Airbnb. And yeah. He wrote up this huge letter for his guests. Yeah. And he said, you know, what the place comes with and his amenities.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really nice.
Yeah. So I didn't
get. Do you want to read a passage from your letter?
I'd be honored. Let me get my notes here.
No, but for real, Joey let like his friends stay. So he was being funny and he made like an Airbnb like, welcome. Welcome to this place. This is what I offer. Yeah. Treat yourself.
I'll read it right now. Well, we all know my apartment's the size of my dick, which is tiny. So this was,
sick.
That's why it's funny. It's literally like 100 square foot. It says, welcome to the Kodak Command Quarters. Thank you for choosing the CICIQ. We know that you have options when traveling, and we appreciate your business. All amenities throughout the home are complimentary, including the beverage cart. Our coffee bar features both French press and pour-over options. The business center, which is my little desk that I put on the wall, it's 24 hours with unlimited use of wireless printer, and I put the printer there. Both master suite and great room are equipped with Amazon Alexa, cable TV,
great room,
and all major streaming services powered by Roku. Laundry is on site on the lower level. It's in the basement. An intimacy kit is available upon request and includes Swiss Navy lubricant and poppers. Fleshlight is available for small service charge. We hope you enjoy your stay. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. And team members are available 24/7 for any concerns you may have. And then that gave them the Wi-Fi. They didn't contact customer support at all throughout their stay. So,
but what did they give you? 5 stars?
Yeah, on my text message. This is not really on Airbnb.
No, I know.
They
give you 5 stars. They like their stay though.
Well, I hope so. I hope they left me a little treat when I got home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, didn't you get Vinny a little treat for being like, thanks, bro, for letting me stay here?
Yeah, but I don't know. He doesn't know when he's coming back here, so I'm going to send it to his house.
But
I put his nice Aesop soap in his bathroom because he's such a straight boy. He has this beautiful house designed by – so don't let him fool you. He bought this house from gays, a gay couple, and they designed everything in the house. So he really lucked out. But, like, he has – like, you can see, like, definitely where the gays left off, where Vinny picked up. Because, like, in the kitchens, like, there's, like, Dial soap for your hands and, like – it's just not humanity. So I'm like, and it's going on like with this beautiful house. So I got him really, really beautiful soaps from Aesop. I stole them from Nicole's dressing room.
He stole them from my dressing room.
Yeah. But I left. So at least I put them to a good cause. So when he gets here, he's going to have fresh, really nice Kiki amenities for his bathroom. And then I'm going to send him a gift basket to his house in New York when he gets back. He's trying to move into the city, I think. So I'm so excited that I'll be able to stay there as well.
Oh my God. He's so rich.
I know. I wonder if there's money hidden in the walls here.
Probably.
I'll have to look. But yeah, I'm just excited to become a pothead. Summer's in full swing. I need to get into a pool party ASAP.
Everything's like open now. It's crazy.
That's what I want to ask you. Does New York, you can go into restaurants without a mask now?
Yes, if you're vaccinated. So you don't have to wear a mask anywhere. But I feel like people are like still giving the looks. Yeah, everywhere.
It's like,
I feel like even though you're vaccinated and you don't wear masks, people still give looks and stuff like that.
So you can go to like the Trader Joe's right now with no mask on?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, every company can like have their own rules, I guess, but yeah, you can go anywhere and not have a mask on. That's not like that in LA though, right?
No, it's still until the 15th. Everyone's shut down. So I still haven't gone to go to a bar. Everything's been like open, but like it's been gay pride here like this the whole week. And people were wiling the fuck out on the streets yesterday. They closed the streets down in front of the Abbey, and it was like a wild street party, and people were having – it was nuts.
Did they get in trouble, or they were allowed to do that?
No, they shut the street down for it. The city shut the street down. And they,
I love to see it.
Yeah, and then Wildrin was out there with her new wig on. Oh, my God, this comes with matches. How cute. Sorry.
Can we talk about Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah, I don't have time to read the book report, but we can.
I didn't read it. It's too long. And I just feel like she already did an apology and then she's doing another one.
Chrissy Teigen, she goes, ugh. I'm so sorry, and adds a last apology and vows to be better. So Chrissy Teigen, she insists that she's changed, and she wrote this huge letter on Instagram. She returned to Instagram. She's a changed woman who's become more empathetic since her days of internet trolling, but she's still trying to own up to her mistakes and better herself. Chrissy issued a more in-depth apology on the heels of the backlash she received last month when old tweets resurfaced, which she was telling Courtney Sodden to kill.
What are you reading?
I wrote this.
No, you didn't.
Much like the last time around when Teigen publicly said for her past behavior, she acknowledged that she was a troll, a troll, full stop, and is ashamed. But she also admits she wasn't just Courtney who's deserving apology. She goes, there's many, many others that she has to apologize to.
Who? I want to know. Who?
Lindsay Lohan, Farrah Abraham were past targets.
Did she ever make fun of us?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I met her once. Briefly. At a charity event.
Was she nice to you? Because I remember meeting her. Me and Jenny were doing Snoqualmie Press and I was pregnant. And she was in front of me and she was, you know, doing her photos first on the step and repeat. And then it was us. Yeah. And then I wanted to go say hi to her, but she kind of saw us and like ran the other way.
I was with the food god.
And I was like, oh, cool.
Me and Jonathan Cheban were at this event, this charity. I was at Lear's, but Jonathan Cheban was there. So I was there talking to Jonathan Cheban, the food god, while she walked past us. And then she came up, I guess, to say hi to him. And I was like, hi, I'm Joey. And she goes, hi, nice to meet you. And it was, you know, just like it was a little passerby. We were walking to our table. So she was nice to us, though.
That's because you were with Jonathan.
Yeah, that's why. And she's friends with all those Kardashians. I didn't have any Kardashians sightings. I was going to drive out to, and Sophia has been ignoring my text since I've been here.
You're lying.
Well, I did. I texted her, bitch, hey, ho, I'm in LA. And she didn't rip it right back. But she I was going to go to Calabasas to go get that Chinese chicken salad, but I was like, that's far away. I was going to do a lot of things here, but you know, you can't go anywhere more beautiful than Vinny's house. So I'm just like, you know, I really don't ever want to leave the house.
Yeah, and just relax. You don't have to like go places every day.
Yeah. We're so high up on the hill. We live in the hills, which is a very fancy area, but you have to like literally drive up a mountain, like, with windy, twisty roads, and it's very terrifying to drive up here, especially at night, because you can't see around the corner, and it's literally like a ramen noodle, the streets. They, like, there are twists and turns and loops, or like a crazy straw. That's what the streets look like.
I literally hate driving up those hills.
Yeah, and even our house wasn't even up that high, but this one, like, his is, like, high up. Like, I can see Jesus from here.
Hi, Jesus.
It's very high up, and, very windy. But I didn't have any Kardashian any experience with them this week. But Nicole did get harassed by the paparazzi outside, and I felt really cool.
Ew, why'd you say it like that?
Really cool.
Really cool. It was only one guy, and you could tell he was like amateur, and I felt bad, so I like posed for him for a second. Then I'm like, okay, bye.
It's happening. It's happening.
Kanye and Irina Marie are dating officially. Now he's not even divorced yet from Kiki Kardashian. Pardon, they're not even divorced yet. But he's moved on to model Irina. I don't know her last name.
Well, as he should.
Well, yeah. I mean, but she's not even divorced yet. But I guess like you know they've been separated for a while, and he's been out of his mind for the past 3 years. So he wasn't even really fully here.
And that girl's hot.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a big supermodel. I don't know where
that is. Yeah, she's a looker, that one.
Yeah, I don't know about what's going on, but maybe hope she'll be better for him. I think Kim just was like over his craziness.
Yeah, you could tell Kim wasn't into it for a while. And she doesn't even care that he's dating this girl. He's like, okay, cool. Just make sure you're still a kid to my dad. Yeah. Or a father to my kids.
I'm sure he will be. And I think, yeah it's all for the better. But I haven't been watching the season because I like to binge it, so I know the season is about to wrap, the last episode of the last season of the E! Show, but there's a reunion, and all these things have been coming out. Angie Cohen hosts the reunion, and there's going to be two episodes, part one and part two. So part one airs on E! On June 17th, and part two airs on June 20th on E!
Why two reunions?
There's a lot to cover. It's been 20 years since they've been on the air. Alexis from Schitt's Creek.
Alexis.
She has a new show. She's starring in her own little show now.
I am so excited.
It's called Kevin Can Fuck Himself. And she plays a lady from Boston who's over her husband's bullshit. And I don't know if I don't know if they get divorced or what happens, but she's like basically her revenge against her husband.
Yas queen. Accent.
And I still, you know, I can't, it's hard to picture her. Like I tried to watch that Mayor of Easton. And I just kept looking at it, and I was like, Rose, get back on that door and stop talking that fancy accent. Jack's going to fall in the water if you don't get over there. Like, stop talking like a cop. And she's like, this bitch. I'm like, Alexis, put your flower dress on and stop talking funny like that. It's hard for – think about someone else. Like, big celebrities, like, do they always just play characters that are similar to themselves so it's not that weird? Because
I feel like I felt like that was a lot of celebrities, because you hear them in interviews and they sound like their character and they act like their character.
Yeah, like Julia Roberts, for instance, like she probably plays like mostly all the same kind of character. Like that's not like pigeonholed, but it's like, you know, characters like Alexis or like even like Rose from Titanic.
Yeah.
It's such a, a unique character that's hard to shake your thought of them. Like, you know, I had the same thing like this right when Kelly Bundy, when she started doing other roles, Christina Applegate, I couldn't stop seeing Kelly Bundy. I always saw that, but like now, you know, when I watch Dead to Me, I don't even think about Kelly Bundy. So I think it's just going to take time. It's you know, her first thing since Schitt's Creek, and it'll just take time. But I wish her the best. She has the Emmys, and she's on the cover of Marie Claire this week. And
oh, she is the queen. Get it, girl.
Yeah, I'm really excited for her. Do you know that when she started Schitt's Creek, she only had $10 in her bank account?
Yes, she was like poor. She didn't know what to do. She didn't think she was going to get the role, and then she got it, and boom, look at her.
Yeah, very nice.
That's how it happens.
I forgot to tell you that Nicole gave the waiter my number at Catch the other night. It was more.
I did, because Joey thought he was hot, and I was like, my friend thinks you're hot, and he was like, really? And Joey acted like really nervous and weird. Joey's like so weird.
No, I put my
put your arms up behind your head. And you were like,
no. My joke was to him, and it didn't land. I put my arms back on the bench, like I spread my arms like this.
Oh, it was so bad.
He goes. I go, what time do you get off? He goes, I get off around 11:30. I goes, you want to get off earlier? And that I meant like get off, like have sex, like get off. But he thought like I was going to ask his boss to get off earlier. That's what it seemed like. It just didn't. It didn't read as I thought.
Yeah, and then Joey like did this nervous laugh, and I was like, oh my god, embarrassing. But then he gave Joey his number, and then our waiter was like, and I told our waiter, and he was like, oh, really? Because he's married. And we're like, oh.
I know.
Did you end up texting him or no?
No, I threw that number out. But so ever since I've been here, I've been drinking so much. So that means I've been going to the bathroom a lot. And I've been, you know, to full disclosure, I've been going number two like at least 6 times a day. And
oh my God, yes, because your liver's dying.
So we're sitting in. Nicole and I, first night we were there, Abby, we're there hanging out, sitting down. And I have to go to the bathroom, just wait here, and I'll be right back. So I went to the bathroom, I went number two, and I look, there's no fucking toilet paper. I'm like, fuck.
Nasty fuck.
There's no toilet paper in this boy's room. I was like, oh my God. So I didn't want to put my pants back on because I didn't want my underwear to get, I don't want to get like poo on my underwear.
Soiled, yeah.
Soiled. So I kept my whole ass out and just covered my, like pulled the front of my pants up. And when I left into the bathroom, no one was in there. I get out, there's like 6 people. At the urinal, so they saw my whole bare ass squatting around to the other side of the
ew with like shit on it.
No, there wasn't shit. I was inside just to wipe, and I was like, oh, excuse me, and then I had to wait for them all to leave so I didn't have to do the walk of shame in front of them. It was so
nasty, bitch.
What do you do if that happens to you? Would you just,
well, if I look around, well, first I say, hello, is anyone there? Yes, and then I say, I need toilet paper, there's no toilet paper in here. And they're like, oh, I got you, girl. It's like girl code.
Oh yeah.
But if there's nobody in there, I'll get up and then run to the next stall. And then sometimes there's no toilet paper in that one. So then you have to do the same thing. And so you get toilet paper.
See, with guys, it's different. Cause if you're in that room, that means you're shitting. With girls, it's not embarrassing because you could be just pee-peeing. So that's not embarrassing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a guy to be like, hey, especially gay guys that are trying to have sex with, like, oh, he just took a huge shit in the bathroom. I'm not going home with him.
True.
Chris Harrison is, he's not coming back to The Bachelor. I think it's going to.
Ever?
No, they're not letting him back ever. And they gave him a $25 million bonus to leave.
Oh my God. And he just left.
Well, he didn't have a choice. They wouldn't let him work there.
Why though? Because that interview?
Yeah, because he defended a girl that went to an old plantation themed party.
Well, so who's gonna be the next Chris Harrison? That's crazy.
Tyra Banks is doing it.
Oh my God! Please, no.
I think Angie Cohen would be really good doing it.
Eh.
Maybe a Meredith Vieira or Oprah.
Martha Stewart.
She would be fun.
Joey. Joey. Maybe
Gina Cortese can do it. What would you do if Gina started branching out to hosting and she was the new host of
Adorableness.
I never watched that show anyway, and people are watching. I don't think they're watching for the host, are they?
No, but I mean, everyone, I feel like Bachelor Nation, that's what they call themselves. I feel like they are upset that Chris is leaving.
Everyone's saying, you know, that's not gonna be the same, and no one's really happy about it. Post Malone got a $1.6 million teeth.
Got it, Post. Did he need teeth? I feel like.
Yeah, I think he had bad teeth, but now he's 6. He has a full face of veneers, porcelain veneers. Pardon, but he met his chew fang teeth. He got they're huge diamonds.
Oh my God, he would.
Yeah, so it's two diamond teeth and two, and all the rest are regular flavored.
Oh, I have, I got to tell you guys something. Are you guys ready?
All right, I've been waiting all day.
Pull over. Okay, so Joey ended up bringing his computer on set, and he sniffed poppers in my bathroom and pleasured himself.
God.
On set.
I didn't do it on set. I did it in the dressing room. Okay, first and foremost, I had been days before.
Break.
I had cleaning ladies at my house the night before, so by the time I got home, I couldn't do it before, like 3 days before I left, and I was on a trip for 5 days, and I was going crazy. So I had to let it out somewhere. I'm like, Nicole and I at our house, the turnaround time just so quickly. So I decided to take my scheduled lunch break to pleasure myself.
You're nasty.
I know. And thank God I had my computer with me.
Yeah, but did it go on the floor?
No, you sick bitch. I can't.
Wait, I was wondering why Joe, because I was getting ready. I was about to like walk on for our first show. Joey sat down in our dressing room and like opened up his computer. And I'm like, what is he working on? Like, does he have a paper due? What is happening?
But I'm glad I got that done with.
Sicko.
So there's a new show. Oh, no, that's what I want to see. You ever watch Love, Simon on Netflix? Well, there's a spinoff. It's a gay thing. There's a spinoff called Love, Victor. New episodes of that started June 13th, and I am going to be watching it as soon as I get home. It's so cute and heartwarming.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. There's going to be some gay pride events this weekend in New York, this coming weekend. I don't know what it is, but I think Opal's bringing me. I think it's a RuPaul Drag Race event. Just pay attention to my socials, and I'll invite everyone to the places. But I'm excited to get out there.
Oh, so fun. See, everything is opening up. It's so fun.
With the gays. Yeah. I'm excited. You know, what's her name? What's her name? Tori. She always goes like this on set. You have to listen. She goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does she? When we're filming?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When?
The whole time she said it. I was counting them.
When we're filming?
Yeah, when she's performing. Amelia Hamlin and Scott Disick are celebrating for her birthday. The teen heartthrob just turned 20 years old. How does Scott Disick, he's my age, he's dating a 19-year-old girl. Like, does he only go for like 19-year-olds?
I can't tell you.
Anyway, I have an insider. She has a fifth sense.
Who?
I can't tell you who it is, but she told me that.
You're so annoying being secret. Like, no one wants secrets here.
She told me that they're getting engaged. No.
Who?
Travis and Courtney are getting engaged.
I mean, I can see that.
Yeah, she say may already be happening or happened already, but she can't confirm. But she has a premonition. When I
feel
did you see the sky writing on my story? There was sky writing. Someone proposed to someone in the sky right in my backyard.
Wait, what was that? How did that looked like magic? Like, how did that happen?
I don't know how it happened. I don't know if they could be 10 little airplanes in the sky doing that. I think
it didn't even look like there was an airplane doing it.
I don't think there. Maybe it's a drone. I don't think there's pilots in there.
I don't know, but it looked like magic, like Harry Potter shit.
It was fucking wild. So there's a sky writing over LA. Google LA sky writing and like last week, and you'll see it all. But basically, it was a proposal that said like, you know, Stephanie Pratt. Oh, Stephanie Pratt. Her name was like Amanda Pratt.
Stephanie Pratt.
Like Amanda Pratt or something. Her name was, will you marry me? And like, you know, I'd love to spend the rest of my life with you. And I kept spelling it out. And they kept circling my house. So I just like kept turning around to find it. And then at the end of it, they said Joe Rogan is literally 5'3". So he like roasted Joe Rogan. I had no idea that Joe Rogan is so short.
Is he?
Yeah, he's very short. He's a tiny, tiny man.
Oh.
And you know what? I'm excited that everyone's getting back to normal with shows and stuff. Like, comedy shows are fully opening up again. And we're not going to miss out on the opportunity. That's why we're going on our world tour starting January. And we have some new dates available. And then we'll find out full ticket sales for them. But we're going to be... we're going to be in New York. We're going to be at the Gramercy Theater on February 18th. We're going to be in Huntington, Long Island on the 19th.
It's happening, guys.
We're going to be in Dallas, Texas, January 28th, San Antonio, Texas, the 29th, Foxwoods Casino, January 7th in Connecticut, and the Wilbur Murray Theater on the 8th of January. We're coming to a city near you, and we're not going to stop anytime soon. Now that COVID's gone, come over and while out with us.
Yeah, come on down. You're going to like what you see. And don't forget, we are doing our virtual
Friday
show this Friday.
this Friday. So go to loopedlive.com to buy tickets if you haven't come to our last show. And I'm going to post, you know, who's the girl that lives at, who's the girl that runs our Facebook page? I got to text her. If you're hearing this, babe, can you post about the show so that everyone knows where to buy the tickets? And then you'll get a free meet and greet.
Oh, my God, yes. And shout out to the girl that does our Facebook. I wanted to show you guys. I wanted to read some Crusader posts because it's amazing. And it just makes me love you guys so much more. So there was this girl. Oh, I didn't even put her name because I screenshotted it. It doesn't say her name. But shout out to you, bitch. She wrote, squirrels. Oh, my God. I'm posting this in here because I feel like everyone will appreciate this. I drove to a bar club here at the beach last night thinking I was going to just have one drink and leave, but ended up getting wasted and dancing with a group of girls at a bachelorette party. So she definitely had like a quick bite moment.
Right.
So she couldn't drive and she got a ride home from a nice guy, and he left this in her door the next morning saying, hey, Brittany. Oh, so her name's Brittany. Hey, Brittany, this is Eduardo. I gave you a ride last night, but I want to hang out. I didn't get your number. And she said, also, my name isn't Brittany. Oh, her name isn't Brittany. She goes, my name isn't Brittany. So not sure if I told him that or not. Oh, and then she ended it with two quick bites, telling someone a different name, beach bars, Corona Light, and Krebs.
Oh, my God. She talks just like us.
Yeah. So the fact that you guys are like just like us, I love how the group is like a safe space. Like there's no judgment. And, you know, we're just all hot messes and we embrace it and we appreciate the hot mess that we all are. I just love the freaking page. It's so cute.
Yeah, absolutely. And you, that's what I think your new show is totally about. Because
it's just a bunch of crusaders being embarrassing.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, this is all the time you have for today, but don't worry, there's going to be a new episode out on Friday, and we're also doing our live show on Friday, so there's a lot. So mark your calendars and just prepare to be drunk all day on Friday, because we're going to be it's going to be a shitty show mess, and you're going to like what you see, I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun, you guys. We love you, and be happy that we're doing two shows this week, because we're excited and we're drunks.
Okay. So yeah, go get your tickets now at loopedlive.com, and we'll have all new information about our tour as it comes in. Go out there, keep your chin up and panties down, and everything will be just fine. I'm your host, Joey Camasta, and as always with me is Snoopy, Marie, and Chris.
Yep, go fuck your stepdad. Bye.
Bye.
It's happening.